As I'm sure many of us are aware, 2025 is a jubilee year in the church, and we celebrate a jubilee every 25 years, so we will not celebrate a jubilee again until the year 2050, so you can do the math and figure out how old you'll be at that point in time. So we don't want to miss this year that we have right now. But the jubilee is a tradition that goes back into the early Old Testament. In the book of Leviticus, and this is part of the law that God gave to Moses and the people of Israel, the Lord instituted a jubilee, and in the Old Testament, it was every 50 years. And the reason it was 50 years is because seven is the same word as covenant and the Sabbath, so the seventh day is the Lord's day, and seven times seven was 49, and so the 50th year, every 50 years, would be the jubilee year. And the jubilee was a year with a special act of mercy from God. And so in that year, all debts that anyone had accrued would be forgiven. And if any of the Israelites had been enslaved, they were to be let free. And if any ancestral lands from a family had been sold or had been taken from an individual, those lands were to be returned to the original family that received it when they entered the promised land. And when they would sell land, they would actually price it based off how many years it was until the jubilee, because they could calculate how many harvests they would have before the land would be returned to its original owner. But the purpose of the jubilee year is that God wanted his people to be free so that they could worship him and serve him. He did not want his people to be enslaved or crushed by debts. And so the jubilee was a special time in which the Lord would restore those elements of freedom that might have been lost over the years. Today, the church celebrates jubilee year every 25 years with special outpourings of grace. And so there's indulgences that are available in the jubilee year. And what an indulgence does is it removes the temporal punishment that accrues from sin. And so every time we commit a sin, if we commit a mortal sin, there's an eternal punishment. But all sin, venial and mortal, also has a temporal punishment. And so every time we commit sin, there's rightfully some punishment that we need to do in order because of the sin that we've committed. And if we look at every sin we've committed since our baptism, each one of those sins accrues temporal punishment. And there's various ways that that temporal punishment can be removed. Almsgiving, for example, or receiving the Eucharist in a state of grace with devotion, or an indulgence. And an indulgence can remove part or all of the temporal punishment due to sin. And if we don't take care of that in this life, and we die in a state of grace, that temporal punishment needs to be purged in purgatory. In this special jubilee year, you know, the Lord and the church wants us to be free from our debts. And so they offer special indulgences that are available this year. And so that's one of the reasons why we've put together a parish pilgrimage at the end of September to go to Maria Stein. You know, there's four churches in Rome, four major basilicas that have the doors of mercy, where you can pass through those doors and receive an indulgence. With the other standard criteria for an indulgence. But for those who are not able to travel to Rome, every diocese, every bishop can establish certain churches, and Maria Stein is one of those churches. And so we're going to do a parish pilgrimage to give our parishioners the opportunity to pass through the doors of mercy. But in addition to the indulgences that are offered, you know, Pope Francis, when he announced the jubilee year, encouraged us to become tangible signs of hope. You know, one of the reasons why there's so much despair and discouragement in our world is that so many people lack supernatural hope. They've lost sight of the reality that each one of us is called to a supernatural destiny. And Pope Francis wanted us in this jubilee year to, in a particular way, to become tangible signs of hope. And as we look at our gospel today, you know, Jesus was filled with supernatural hope. You know, he is yearning for the baptism with which he must be baptized. And when he's talking about his baptism, he's talking about his passion and death. And he approached that with trepidation. He knew the suffering that awaited him. But he also had such an intense hope that he recognized that it was through his passion, death, and resurrection that we would have the ability to have our sins forgiven. And because he was aware of the eternal stakes that were at play, eternal life and eternal death, you know, he was yearning for his passion and death because his hope was so strong. And he wanted the world to be set on fire with the Holy Spirit. And Pope Francis calls us to be tangible signs of hope as well, to be filled with zeal and supernatural hope. And so in particular, the ways that he listed to become signs of hope are to reach out to those who are experiencing hardships and those who are perhaps despairing or who have lost hope or who are overwhelmed by suffering. And so he encouraged us to visit the sick, the hospitalized, and the homebound. You know, for married couples, he encouraged them in the procreation of children. He said that's a sign of hope in a world where birth rates are falling and people have lost hope in the future to the point where they're not even having children anymore. And he also encouraged us to feed the hungry. And so in this light, as part of the Jubilee year, you know, our family of parishes is organizing a project to do just that. You know, something that we can do as an entire family of parishes to become signs of hope to those in need. Right now, the St. Vincent de Paul in Springfield is experiencing a lot of difficulties because a large number of people have lost their jobs, have been laid off in Springfield, and they're struggling to provide for their needs. And so what we're going to do to assist the St. Vincent de Paul in Springfield is we're going to put together 200 food boxes that they can distribute to families that can't afford food. We're going to assemble on September 13th, 100 boxes here at St. Mary's. And then in October, we're going to do one at St. Patrick in Bellefontaine, another 100 boxes, which we'll send down to Springfield. You know, so starting next week, parishioners will have the opportunity to sign up to volunteer for that. We need people to decorate the boxes, people to pack the boxes. People who aren't able to assist with that can make a financial contribution to help us purchase the food that we'll put in these boxes. But as we celebrate this Jubilee year, you know, I encourage each one of us to embrace that and to recognize the freedom that our Lord desires us to have. It's a great opportunity for us, especially if we've been away for a while, to go to the sacrament of confession and to take advantage of the indulgences that the church is offering us in her generosity this year. And I also encourage each one of us to heed the call to become tangible signs of hope and to reach out in a particular way with acts of mercy to those who might be discouraged or in darkness.